With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Montana's Republican representatives in Washington, D.C. are pushing for U.S. Customs and Border Protection to share resources with Canada in order to maintain current hours of operation at four ports of entry along the High Line. Republican Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte said Friday that CPB should stand up a pilot program that would allow U.S. border officials to work more closely with the Canadian Border Services Agency under an agreement that both countries have already passed. Senator Daines.
And we believe that these ports along the Montana-Saskatchewan border are very good places to begin pilots and begin implementation of what has been already agreed to legislation by our respective governments.
The call comes after CBP announced in March that it plans to cut hours at the Port of Raymond, currently the only 24-hour border crossing in eastern Montana, and scale back hours at Scobie, Opime, and Morgan to so-called banking hours. The agency says the amount of traffic doesn't support the current hours and that reducing hours could save $180,000 in overtime costs. The proposal has drawn pushback from local government officials, truckers, farmers, ranchers, and area businesses on both sides of the border. Democratic Senator John Tester has also urged CPB to maintain current port hours. On a press call Friday, debriefing a listening session Daines and Gianforte hosted in Glasgow Thursday, Gianforte said CPB has authority under the U.S.-Canada Agreement on Land, Rail, Marine, and Air Transport Preclearance to share facilities and resources with Canada.
This agreement would allow a remote crossing, possibly during off hours, to have one Canadian, one U.S. officer working in the same building. So they can ensure each other's security and still keep the port open.
Daniel Escobedo is the Sweetgrass Area Port Director for CPB. He says establishing a pilot program like what Gianforte supports holds potential, but that it would be a long process sorting through legal requirements and it wouldn't solve staffing issues.
Even under the agreements, the agency would still need the same number of employees to work at these ports of entry that they do now. This type of agreement doesn't reduce the staffing resources that we need to process people and goods that enter and exit the United States, but it does reduce the building space and some of the equipment that two countries could share.
A pre-clearance pilot project in upstate New York and southern Ontario was declared a success in 2015 and has since been expanded into a permanent program that's expected to ease traffic congestions at one of the busiest bridge crossings between the United States and Canada. CPB is hosting its own listening sessions in Highline Towns Friday through next Thursday. Escobedo says the agency will release its final decision prior to June 1st.
Definitely here to listen. Our ears are open wide.
Details are on our website, ypradio.org. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.